Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, big Friday here on WGH Talk. March the 6th, 2026, 3626, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. We already got somebody on the phone line today. But we're playing today to give away a $100 gift card to Kroger, which we're going to do at 1 o'clock. We're doing it Family Feud style. The more correct answers you get, the more often you're entered into the program to give away. And we'll do a drawing here at 1 o'clock. What's the category, Matt? Oh, let's get your mic on. There you go.
The category is, name something that might be full of holes.
Name something that might be full of holes. What answers do we have already? And we hope Ted Jolliffe got his computer fixed.
Yes, that'd be nice. So far we have Swiss cheese, socks, screen, and road and streets.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got something interesting to share with you.
Oh, go ahead.
On the Midas Touch. You know how President Trump humiliated Zelensky from Ukraine when he had him at the White House?
I remember their meeting, yes.
Okay. Ukraine is more efficient in either a defensive or it must be an offensive weapon. And the Trump administration is reaching out and begging Ukraine to send their experts down to help them with something that they don't know how to work it very well. They don't have much experience with it.
What?
And then Hungary is starting to attack Ukraine. Hungary's president is a Putin bootlicker. But you know, it's awful funny, old Trump thought he was big-ass shit and humiliated the freaking guy at, you know, in the White House, and now he's begging him for help.
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that all spins out.
I don't know if you, have you heard anything of that?
No, I haven't, but you know, I've been in and out the last couple days.
Well, you know, keep your eye on that.
I'll keep my eye on that. Thank you. All right, and the contest continues. 740-383-9944. The category for the $100 Kroger gift card.
Name something that might be full of holes.
Name something that might be full of holes. But as I said, you know, if you want to drop in a comment or a current event or something as the morning goes along, feel free. 740-383-9944. Something that may be full of holes. And a $100 Kroger gift card hangs in the balance as the morning progresses here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
The Kennedy conspiracy.
Kennedy conspiracy.
No,
hey,
not the Kennedy conspiracy.
We saw your White Castle commercial.
There you go.
Very good stuff. You're a star.
I am.
Hey, thank you. Bob was in the White Castle commercial. He's a star.
That's what I told him he's a celebrity.
All right, 740-383-9944. Stardom? What did Andy Warhol said? Everybody gets their 7 seconds of fame or 7 minutes. What is it? It was something. 15 minutes. My
15 minutes.
Gosh. Go ahead, caller.
How about a strainer?
Strainer?
Yes. Strainer is on the list.
Strainer's on the list. We got you.
I got in.
Strainer is on the list today. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like, so keep on playing. It'll give you a better chance to win that Kroger gift card. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Sweater.
Sweater.
No sweater.
No sweater on the list today. 740-383-9944. No sweater on our list today. That's a garment, right?
Sweater?
Not like somebody who sweats a lot.
Yes.
Because you would say they're a sweater.
I would just say that they...
They sweat a lot? I don't know.
Probably.
Again, $100 Kroger gift card is the prize today. And we'll be doing this through 1 o'clock this afternoon, 740-383-9944. They're a sweater. Go ahead, caller.
That strainer, is that the same as a colander?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're listed as the same answer here.
No colander on the list today. No colander.
Well, I mean, colander / strainer.
I know a lot of people who've just got holes in general.
Yes.
You can poke holes in some people all day long. Swiss cheese. They're Swiss cheese is what they are. Won't say who those people are, but they're there. 740-383-9944. $100 Kroger gift card today. Call in. 740-383-9944. We enjoy hearing from you, and we certainly had a lot of calls in hour number one. Now, the category is...
The category is, name something that might be full of holes.
Something that might be full of holes is the category we're operating out of today. Go ahead, caller.
How about the screen in your window?
Oh, we already have screen.
Oh, we already have screen.
And there is... Colander does not have holes in it. You use that for water, really.
I thought a colander had holes in it.
No, a colander is something you put water in.
It's listed.
You know, normally you take it to...
Well, it's on the list. I don't know.
It's on the list of the same spot as the strainer. Like how there was road / street, there's colander / strainer.
I guarantee if you check it out, but they're different.
Okay, well, we'll do some research. We'll get the research department on this one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everybody back in the research department, start looking, see if a colander's got holes in it or not. 7403, a colander does have holes. The research department has already replied. Go ahead, caller.
Golf course.
Golf course.
Yes, there is a golf course.
Golf course is on the list. All right, golf course is on the list here today. Holy moly, what a day we're having. 740-383-9944. Play as much as you like here today. You have to call in. We'll get your name on the list. And $100 from Kroger could be yours as the morning goes along here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that have holes in them, right?
Yes.
Well, golf course would be one. There are holes at a golf course, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
How about campaign speeches?
Oh, well, certainly if you're a local politician in Marion, Ohio, you could poke holes all day long.
No campaign speeches.
No campaign. Are you having fun this morning?
Oh, just barrels of fun. I don't feel 100%, but it's okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
I'm feeling.
I'm glad you're out there listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You could get yourself some cold medicine over the counter at Kroger with that $100 gift card. You know, it never hurts. Go ahead, caller.
A board full of termites.
Board full of termites.
No board full of termites.
No board full of termites. Thank you. We are getting something here from one of our listeners this morning. Colanders are large, bowl-shaped, heavy-duty containers with large holes for draining pasta and washing bulky produce. Strainers are smaller, typically feature fresh mesh for high filtration. So there you go. Colanders have holes.
I've always called a colander a strainer. I didn't know that there were differences.
Go ahead, caller.
Buckeye donuts.
Donuts.
No donuts.
No donuts.
Oh, man, that would be a given.
You would think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
No donuts on our list today. Things that have holes. But a colander does have holes. Go ahead, caller.
Why, Scott, how about a flat tire? And Matt, how about a flat tire?
Flat tire.
No flat tire.
Did you get us tuned in?
Well, I got you tuned in, and... I'm playing the game.
Well, we're glad to have you with us.
And I haven't got my name in the big kettle.
No.
And the colander, I just made beef and noodles yesterday, and mine's a cream-colored, and it's got slits in it. And I put it in the sink, and I put my pasta in there, and I rinsed it with warm water, and I put it back in, and put my beef and stuff on there, and boy, is it ever good. I'm going to have it the second time around here in a little bit.
Sounds delicious. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we're in. Now, Ted is with us now. Thank goodness. After a few technical glitches in hour number one, he's with us now.
Yes, that is good.
And everybody else is with us. We're having a morning. $100 gift card to Kroger hangs in the balance. It's a big day.
Well, I think so.
I like a good competition like this. Go ahead, caller.
Bagels.
No bagels.
No bagels on the list. All right. 740-383-9944. $100 gift card to Kroger. Big time stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Lifesavers candy.
Lifesavers.
No lifesavers.
No lifesavers on our list today. We can't throw anybody a lifesaver.
We need one of those just hanging on the wall around here somewhere.
Then we got the big colander debate now. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know what? I got one more thing to take up a little airspace, if you don't mind me saying.
No, please, go right ahead.
Well, when Al was down there on Prospect Street, he was in there, and you mentioned it on air there, so it's nothing new and no tattletale. But Adam had a sheen that he put on his face, and that lightened his face up. Do you remember him using that?
Yes, I always thought it was olive oil.
Well, you whatever it may be, and you know what? Just getting off the track like I usually do, President Trump, he had that same stuff, and a lot of people on TV, you see that happening quite often. Do you agree with me on that?
I do. They've got that glisten.
So when I saw him today and this morning, when I told you that my computer, tablet, made a flip-flop in there, I thought, man, how did I ever get that from Chicago down here? But he's got that sheen on his face back whenever you're in your log, how long that was. Scott, you might pull that up sometime. You say that was Lulu on there with him?
Yes, that was Lulu from Hee Haw, the bigger lady from Hee Haw.
Well, sometime today, maybe you can fill that out to the public. Just let me know how long it was, because when I come in, I went in the door at that particular, not that show, but when he had that stuff on his face early in the time when he was broadcasting on Prospect Street, and I bounced in that door, and Adam looked up to me, and he's a small type frame body guy, and he looked at me, and he was making faces in there, so the broadcast, however that went out over the internet and stuff. You remember him doing that?
You know, I have seen that from time to time, yes.
Yeah, so I just saw it put in there. And if Adam's listening up there in Chicago, which he is, I imagine he'd qualify. He could call in, couldn't he?
He could. Hey, and I've already got the date for you. Lulu was here with us June 28th, 2019.
Well, there you go. There's. I get a prize, maybe a piece of that holy cheese or something, you know.
That Swiss cheese we've got here.
Yeah, that old flat tire trick didn't work either, did it?
No, we're working. Thanks, bye-bye. Yeah, Lulu is here June 28th, 2019.
There are two answers left, by the way.
Two answers left, things that have holes, right?
Yes.
All right. We're getting people entered in this competition. $100 to Kroger is where we are. 740-383-9944. Yeah, we've talked about that glisten that Adam has. I do think it's olive ole. That's what I've always said. Go ahead, caller. Oh, no answer there. Maybe they were going to guess olive ole.
A lot of holes in that. A
lot of holes in the olive ole. Go ahead, caller.
Bottle.
Boy, oh boy, we're just having all kinds of... You know, anytime you get the high call volume, you get the Larry King problem. Yeah. Caller, are you there, dial tone? One of those things. Go ahead, caller.
Fishnet.
Yes, there is a fishnet.
Fishnet is on the list.
All right,
fishnet is on the list. 740-383-9944. All right, give us a buzz here. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have one with streets with manhole covers on them?
Streets with manhole covers.
We already have streets.
Already got streets.
You already got it?
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you. Already got streets, but still one answer left in this category, right?
Yes, one answer left.
One answer left in the category things with holes. 740-383-9944. And pull these things out of your head. 740-383-9944. $100 gift card to Kroger on the line here today. You know, it's fun that people actually have to use their brain.
Well, I think so.
I think that's the most important thing, is to use the brain. The brain is very important.
Well, if you don't use your brain, you know, it atrophies.
Go ahead, caller.
What about an alibi?
Alibi.
Yes, alibi.
Ah, perfect. Alibi is on the list. Okay, so that was the full list there, right?
Yes.
What was the list?
The list was name something that might be full of holes, and the answers were Swiss cheese, socks, alibi, fishnet, strainer, golf course, screen, and roads.
All right. Now what we're going to do for some fun here, we're going to switch over. As I said, we have some different kind of games. We're going to continue to play Family Feud, but we're going to do the Marion version of Family Feud.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We started this at one point, but we never got very far with it. Now, some of the answers, you know what? We'll give you credit because we did start to play this 100 years ago, but we'll do all answers today. Everything's back on the table. Now, what is the category here, Matt?
You said everything's back on the table.
Everything's back on the table.
Okay, one day.
He's got to cross out the answers that we got when we played this 100 years ago. But see, you're not going to be able to Google this one because this is a homemade Marion list here. It's two pages. So you got to go to the next page as well.
There's
two pages.
Oh.
We got a lot of answers here. We've got a lot of answers.
All right, well.
Okay, what is the category? Now, this is all for all you Marion folk.
Words, phrases, places, and names. So that's a big list there. Yeah. Words, phrases, places, and names associated with President Harding.
So basically anything associated with President Harding.
Yes.
And how many do we have there on the list? I mean, it's a long list,
it's
folks.
It's two pages. Let's see.
It's two pages at least.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41.
41 answers here. Things associated with President Harding, and you can't Google this. You're going to have to use the education. Go ahead, caller.
You mean Front Porch Campaign isn't there?
I don't know. We'll check it out.
Teapot Dome?
No. One answer at a time. What do we got? Front Porch
yes.
Campaign.
The Front Porch Campaign.
Front
is
Porch
here.
Campaign is there. You got it.
Thank you.
Front Porch Campaign is there. Things associated with President Harding. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about his buddy Jerry?
Jerry?
You don't remember me telling you about that?
No. Who's Jerry? I forget that.
That was his thing. Nickname for a thing, him and his little girlfriend.
No. I don't know that that's true.
Well, that's what I heard. I'm not saying it's exactly true.
I don't know if you were there or something. I don't know what happened. I never heard that.
Telling you about that?
Well, I remember you telling me about that, but I'm not sure if that's factual or not. Who would have wrote that down?
Well, I've seen it on YouTube. Everything on YouTube.
Everything's on YouTube's correct. You're right. Go ahead. Thank you. I don't know if I think that's factual. I just don't buy that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's a little shaky. So we got Front Porch Campaign. Things associated with President Harding. And we 41 of them, right?
Yes.
It's the big 41. 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Harding. That's where we're at here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I think I forwarded that YouTube documentary about Harding and Jerry.
See, this
all
is
the letters in all the letters that he sent.
It was
young girl,
the Carrie Phillips letters.
I can't remember what the latest or the she was the youngest, right?
Well, the Nan Britton letters do not exist, allegedly. That Nan Britton burned all the letters. That's why she could never prove.
Right. Yeah, but at any rate, it seems to be a fairly reputable documentary, and it was just kind of hilarious. He referred to himself as Jerry.
Hold on, we just go from a listener out there this morning. They are out there, some who aren't playing along, but hopefully having a good time. Warren G. Harding named his, they actually used the, you know what, it's a technical term, but I'm from the old school, so I can't even use the technical term. Let's see here.
What, are you afraid to say penis?
Well, no, but there are people, again, it's the office thing. If you're listening in an office or with kids, I don't want to say that, but whatever.
Well, I mean, let's face it, kids that are in grade school, probably fourth grade up, they use the vulgar term, the feathered bird term.
Well, here we go. How about this? Warren G. Harding nicknamed his friend, sometime referred to as Mount Jerry, in his I bet you didn't know that. In his intimate,
Mount Jerry.
Yeah, in
I think that was a verb.
in his intimate, often explicit love affairs to his mistress Carrie Phillips. Yeah, I thought it would have been the Carrie Phillips. Written between 1910 and 1920, these letters are referred to part as a devoted entity. Oh, well, President Harding, you know, whatever. Did he?
Well, he never left home without him. That's for sure.
He certainly didn't. Good Lord.
Can I say Teapot Dome?
Teapot
now?
Dome.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Teapot Dome's there. You got it. All right.
On.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lord have mercy. Boy, if you can't be proud about that, and President Harding, take your grandkids down there today and tell them that story in front of the Harding Memorial. Holy moly. You know, I've got all the letters between Carrie Phillips and President Harding. They're in a letter, or they're in a book.
That's interesting.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Okay. Good God almighty. See, you think you're going to pick the most benign subject in the world, President Harding, and what do you get? Little explicit. That just goes to show you there's a little explicitness in everybody's life. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I got to get my name in there to get the prize or to donate the prize to someone else. But how about the Harding Memorial? Ought to fit right in there real well.
It's a long list. That's got to go through 41 things here.
Boy, that'd be number one. That's the biggest thing in Ohio or in Marion.
Harding Memorial?
No, it's crazy. I might be blind, but I actually don't see the Harding Memorial.
Boy, you got a curse on you today, Dan. My goodness.
Oh, no, it's down here.
Oh, it's there.
It's scribbled out.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and the listeners hear me. You get all those names in that sack, and I'm going to be the guy that will come up there at the time you tell me to be up there, and I'm going to draw the name. I think this thing has been waylaid somewhere along the line.
No, Matt found it. He found it on the list.
It was scribbled out, so I didn't see it down there.
You know what? By God, that's a good thing you found it, because, buddy, I've been knocking down the door.
See, we've been running one of those phony, we've been running one of those Pete Rose contests around here.
Well, you'll never make the Hall of Fame because you won't be alive.
That's right. They'll keep us out of the Hall of Fame for running a contest like this.
You'll be up there in the memorial with Harding.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Us and Jerry, the whole bit.
Am I in the moneymaker?
You are in now. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like. 740-383-9944. I'm one of our listeners. I'll take Jerry for 500, Alex. Holy moly. Now that poor man's been dead 100 years, and here we are desecrating the poor man.
Yeah,
just tearing him to shreds this morning.
Rough.
Not what's the most important thing about President Harding? Not that he was president, not that he was a senator, not that he was a big deal. No, that he named his... See, I'm telling you, a scandal always gets you in trouble. Bill Clinton can't get away from it, neither can President Harding. Terrible.
Well, you'll have that.
All right, 740-383-9944. What's the category again? Things associated with President Harding, I think.
Words, phrases, places, and names associated with President Harding.
All right. 740-383-9944. $500, $100 to Kroger hangs in the balance. $100 to Kroger hangs. Boy, it'd be $500, we'd really be getting it. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Anything associated with President Harding is where we are here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Oh, I am not a crook. Oh, shoot, that's the wrong one.
Wrong one.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole nother crooked president. You know, it just goes to show you, we've had a lot of crooked presidents along the way. But we've got to be proud with our crooked president, don't we?
I'm not, you know, I'm a fan of Harding, honestly.
We should have brought him in today.
Yeah.
He'd have had a good time.
Well, speaking of, I wanted to, I didn't think about it until you mentioned Harding. I do believe the things, because there are some things that were, like, hand-added onto this list. And I do believe the things that were hand-added onto this list were hand-added by President Harding himself.
Oh, President Harding hand-added things to this list. That's how we got up to 41. Things associated with President Harding, 740-383-9944. You can enter as many times as you like. The payoff today will be $100, a $100 gift card to Kroger, which you can spend at any Kroger, and you can spend it on anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And there are just oodles of answers here.
Oh, yes.
Oodles and oodles and oodles of answers. Go ahead, caller.
He was a newspaper man?
Newspaper man.
Yes, newspaper.
Newspaper's on the list. Newspaper is on the list today. Things associated with President Harding. 740-383-9944. It could be anything. Anything at all. Go ahead, caller.
His dog, Laddie Boy.
Laddie Boy.
Yes, Laddie Boy is on the list.
Laddie Boy's on the list. You got it.
Oh, thanks.
Laddie Boy is on our list today. Things associated with President Harding is where we are today. 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Harding is the category. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about the dog collar?
Dog collar.
Yes, dog collar is on the list.
Dog collar's on the list.
Oh, bingo. I'm on there two times. What's one of the old sayings? You had that, or you're going to have something like that again. Favorite sayings. Here's one. It don't pertain to you or Matt. Now, don't get upset or anything. It says, here, I gotta get this here straightened up in my mind. Just hold on before I quit grinning. I can't say it. About the little pig. Oh, daggone. I don't know. I'll get it back. And I got another one I want to tell you, too. Are you got anything today on those sayings? You said you was going to do that.
Yes, yes.
The trivia or not.
We do. We do have some of what are they called? Slogans. We do have the slogans.
Yeah, slogans. Yeah.
We do have those, so we might get to those in a different hour.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, we do have business slogans, too, which are kind of fun. That's always fun to do.
I like business slogans.
All right, things associated with President Harding. That's where we are. 740-383-9944. $100 gift card to Kroger hangs in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Harding Memorial?
Harding Memorial.
Already have.
Oh, already got that one. We already got the old Harding Memorial. But, again, anything, it could be as benign as could be, associated with Harding. Go ahead, caller.
There's something, I can't remember exactly what it is, something about normal, his campaign, get back to normal or something.
Normalcy,
like that.
Yes, getting back to normalcy.
Get back to, is that what it was?
Yes, yes.
Is that on the list?
I think it's return to normalcy, but I don't think that is on the list.
It is not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
All right. Things associated with President Harding is where we are here today. 740-383-9944, 40 minutes past the hour, this particular hour. Remember, Witt's Ice Cream opens up today, our frozen custard, on Church Street here in Marion. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
The Harding Museum.
Harding Museum.
Yes, the Harding Museum is on the list.
Museum's on the list. Thank you. The Harding Museum, constructed in fairly recent times, is on the list. Harding Museum on the list. Things associated with President Harding is where we're at today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Harding. Give us a buzz, and we will get you on the list for the $100 to Kroger. That will be our prize today at 1 o'clock. Things associated with President Harding. See, this list is a little more difficult because you can't really Google the list.
Well, we made the list.
We made the list, so it's very uncommon. 740-383-9944. Things associated with our old friend, President Warren G. Harding. Go ahead, caller.
The Ohio Gang.
Ohio Gang. Let's see if we can find Ohio Gang.
It is on here.
It is on there.
All right.
Ohio Gang on the list today. Now, remember, there are like 41 answers here. So there's a lot of stuff on this list, to say the very least. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Duchess?
The Duchess. That was his wife, the Duchess.
She on the list?
Well,
he's checking.
So, what? Yeah, well, she's on the list herself, yes.
Okay, yeah. Florence, yes.
Florence Harding, the Duchess. We got it. All right, Florence Harding, the Duchess herself, is on the list.
What a good title.
Well, that just shows you what kind of ego she had. You know, all kinds of places you can go with the old Duchess Florence Harding. 740-383-9944. You know, we went up and looked at her diary at one point. It's in the First Ladies Museum in Akron. I think it's up in Akron. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the reward you had out for the collar?
Oh, dog collar.
Well, we already got the dog collar.
Did we get the dog, or did we get Laddie Boy? Are those two separate things?
We got Laddie Boy and the dog collar.
Oh, we got them both?
Yes.
Well, really?
How about the reward you had out?
Oh, the reward. Well, it's still out there as far as I know. As far as I know, the reward still exists.
But it's not on the list.
$5,000, but not on the list. Thank you.
Nobody wants that money, huh?
Well, we all. You know, $5,000, if anybody knows where Laddie Boy's dog collar is, I guess it's a good time to mention it. And the prosecutor has says he won't prosecute, and the police chief has says the statute of limitations has expired. Go ahead, caller.
Dr. Sawyer.
Yes.
No, he is on. You got it.
I got it, boys. There's three times the winner.
Three times the charm. Yes, Dr. Sawyer is on the list. And a lot of people feel Dr. Sawyer might have done old President Harding in.
Well, I don't know that he, like, intentionally did it, but he wasn't, you know, like,
you know, he was
the
a
world's best doctor.
He was,
doctor
he was a homeopath.
Well, that's good.
I think that was part of the problem. 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Harding. Now, again, it's a lot of stuff here. A lot of stuff and a lot of very obscure stuff, like words, places, all kinds of things, people. Just anything, anybody associated with good old President Harding. Go ahead, caller.
His trip to Alaska?
Trip to Alaska. Let's see here.
I do not see a trip to Alaska.
No trip to Alaska.
Make sure he checks his list twice.
We're checking it twice.
I'm checking.
Thank you. No trip to Alaska. The poor trip that never had an end, that the man kicked the bucket.
Didn't he have
while being
for
a part
it?
Of Journey of Exploration or something. Go ahead, caller.
What about his affairs?
Affairs.
I think it was the Journey of Understanding. But yes, what? Affairs are on the list.
Affairs are on the list. You got it. He certainly did have an eye for the women, as they like to say. He had an eye for the women.
Well, he wouldn't be the only one.
No, he's in good company with having an eye for the women in that era. Go ahead, caller.
First president on the radio.
First, that is true. First president on the radio. Do we get any radio broadcasting credentials there for President Harding?
No radio.
No radio on the list.
Well, you got to take him off the list then.
I know, that's terrible, isn't it? Thanks.
All right.
It's no White Castle commercial, but it's there. 740-383-9944. $100 to Kroger. Hangs in the balance. Enter as many times as you like, as they say, here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
The Harding Home.
Harding Home.
The first speech on the porch. There's two of them. I'll take one and Carol will take one. Whatever you want to get.
What do we got?
Well, the Harding Home is on here.
Is the porch?
And yes, the front porch campaign.
We got Ted and Carol down separately.
There we go.
Hey, thank you. All right. So the Harding Home and the porch.
Did we already have the front porch campaign?
Well, we'll let a mulligan in here.
It was checked off. I don't know if it was an old check though.
Well, no, I thought you went through and got rid of the old checks.
See, I did on the front, but I don't know if I did on the back.
Oh, we've already got more trouble. Pete Rose is going to be coming this way. Go ahead, caller.
Harding Tomb.
Harding Tomb. The tomb of President Harding.
No tomb.
No tomb. No tomb on the list here today. Things associated with President Harding. This is what we're looking for. 47 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I called in, I think, the first one, the front porch campaign.
Okay, well, I guess it was checked off then.
Okay.
You had it wrong about Harding having an eye for the women.
Oh, did I?
Gary had an eye for the women.
Well, Harding, I think, had eyes. Thank you. I think Harding did have eyes. Last I knew, he did. 740-383-9944. Snappy dresser, too. Snappy dresser.
Oh, yeah, I got to get me one of those suits.
Yeah, he's a very snappy dresser. Go ahead, caller.
Has somebody guessed your radio station?
No, that's a good one, though. WGH, that's what it stands for. Are we on there?
We are not.
Oh, some insane person compiled this list.
Yeah, nope.
You're not on there?
No, isn't that horrible?
Terrible.
I know. We should add it.
You should write that in.
We might have to put that in as a late entry.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Things associated with President Harding. That's what we're talking about here this morning. Things associated with the late, great man himself, who lays just less than a mile away from here, probably a quarter of a mile. President Harding. Warren G. Harding. The man who named this radio station. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that one that was just called in and said they already had that, was that mine or Carol's? I don't want Carol's scratch.
No, no, we put you both in because that was our mistake.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. No, we put you both in because, that was actually Matt's mistake. I'm not going to take credit for it.
Oh,
yes. He hasn't woken up yet.
Look, I thought that I did, but I didn't think there were any checked off on the back, and I don't think there were, but then I was concerned because I didn't remember anybody calling in front porch campaign. But it happened.
that's the way it goes. Front porch camp number one, apparently. Go ahead, caller.
Straw hat.
Straw hat.
No straw hat.
No straw hat.
Yeah.
I bet you're getting that list memorized over there, aren't you?
I can pretty good and well, I know a lot of the stuff that's on the front. That's why I just have it on the back at this point.
You've looked up and down that list quite a bit now. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the smoke-filled back room?
Smoke-filled back room, where all the problems went down with President Harding.
Yeah, no smoke-filled back room.
No smoke-filled back room. I know. No smoke-filled back room here today. Things associated with President Warren G. Harding. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you're talking about a lot of things that happened in Marion and a lot of big names that associated in Hotel Harding was a book itself, you know?
Yes, yes.
I'm saying Hotel Harding.
Hotel Harding. Harding Hotel.
That goes for Carol and we'll even the score up, okay?
All right, let's see if it's on there. Is Harding Hotel on there?
Harding Hotel is not on
there. It's not on there.
Well, I'll be up there and burn that list because I think I'm getting a lot of negative stuff off of there.
You know, you kind of be like Florence Harding. She burned all the papers when he died.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I'm going to take the scissors to him.
There you go.
I'm gonna, The sharp scissors.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, she did. She burned all the papers.
Last
Certainly one. Got rid of the love letters, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I think that, I think Carrie Phillips probably should have got rid of the love letters.
Well, she was a little...
Man Britton had the understanding.
Man Britton, yeah, she understood. Get rid of these love letters if anything happens to me. So, now that's a woman you can trust. Get rid of all those love letters if something bad happens to me. Go ahead, caller.
Harding Highway.
There is no Harding Highway.
No Harding Highway.
Well, then what do they call Route 30?
Slow. There you go. It's the slow lane. Route 30. Take that on over to Ontario. 740-383-9944. Get yourself some, what's my favorite place over there? Fazoli's. Go ahead, caller.
Dear old Harding High, keep us steady. In the battle, we're steady. That'll be Harding High School.
Yes, Harding High School is on the list.
It's on the list. You got it.
Okay, how'd you like the singing?
I liked it. I like a good musical act.
Oh, yeah, always good.
Oh, boy, I tell you, could I think I could go to Chicago with Adam?
I think as he's standing in the elevator, you should sing in the background.
But that's what I thought, and it don't pay much. I don't need any money. I'll just put it on the tab on the Marion account, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay,
good old Harding High. I love a good old fight. Sing PS-117. Just throw it in there, Matt.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Memory of George Kasotis. Go ahead, caller.
What about his wife, Florence?
Florence. I believe we already got Florence.
Florence.
We got Florence. Florence is off the list. We do have the Duchess herself already off the list today. 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Warren G. Harding. $100 to Kroger.
Look at his wheel.
What do you got? Now, how's that all play? Would we spin it later?
Yeah. Once all the names are on there and we're done, we'll spin the wheel.
We'll spin the wheel. So, I tell you what, there's no crookedness in this whole thing today. I'll tell you that. It's a big deal here. 740-383-9944. Things associated with President Warren G. Harding. Get yourself on the list. You know, somebody listening out there today has guessed one that probably is on the list, but nobody's guessed it yet. Kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, who was his vice president?
I don't know. Well, I do know, but I can't say.
Well, it must be on the list. Huh?
Could be.
I'm going to have to Google this.
Google it up. ChatGPT. There you go. Thank you. That's what you have to do. I don't even know what would happen. Somebody at home will have to do that. What happens when you, I don't know if you ChatGPT'd this question, what would come up, and could be something awful, you know, like that whole bit from earlier. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say the Marion Star?
Marion Star.
Nobody has, and it is on the list.
Nobody has said, and it is there. Gotcha. All right, Marion Star on the list. Now, how could anybody forget that one? Holy mackerel. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Why, I didn't, my apparatus here at home must not have been working. What's the deal about spinning the wheel? That's Vegas stuff, and I don't know if President Harding was in Vegas or not, but is that legal?
Well, if it's not, Sheriff Bales will be over to shut us down and we'll be in court on Monday.
Oh, well, I'm going to get the hold of the prosecutor and he's going to be on my side.
Hey, but he could stop by and be on the show before he arrests us.
Well, getting back to that, well, how's that wheel going to operate now, if you don't mind doing that before we run out of time here, before the preacher gets on?
Now, how's it go, Matt? How's the wheel work?
Well, once everybody's added into the wheel, I'm gonna save the wheel, and then I can tap the spin button as many times as I want. And then when I stop tapping the spin button, it's slowly gonna stop, and it's kind of like the big roulette wheel
sounds
or something.
Sounds like a big damn mess to me. What do you mean you're gonna tap it twice and stuff like that?
No, you see, look, I can show. Okay.
Vegas got a pedal down there. And come on, you guys.
All right, see,
there's a lot of names on there and stuff. How is that wheel going to get?
See, you can even hear it.
Like, I know we'll get. Now, this is not the winner, but we'll give a fake spin here. Do a fake spin, Matt, and show how it'll work.
All right, well, we gotta wait.
Here
for
we go. Listen to
now.
This.
All right,
okay. Here we go. A fake spin.
Oh, the daggone thing needs oil, sure.
No, it landed on a name, right?
It did, and then the next, well, you know, funnily enough, it landed on Ted.
It landed on Ted, but that's not the winner.
you said you put this wheel together. Now, you've been there since 8 o'clock. Here it is, about 11, and you have been doing all this work over the air, and you fabricated, I mean, with what kind of material fabricated with your brain and everything, and had this wheel designated for the final decision on the game. How is that going to work, though? Where'd you get all the names, and how'd you get all the numbers?
The names are the people who have entered in the competition.
Yeah.
Well, how many you got in there now?
Well, let's add this up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31.
And that's how many slices are on this wheel.
There's 31 slices on the wheel.
Now, listen to me. There's 31 days in certain months, and there's 29 in one, and I think that one's going to be the winner, but February. But, no, how is that going to how are you going to keep track of the names and the and everybody that's on the wheel? I can't figure that out yet.
Every time I add a new slice, it lets me put in a title. So, like, every time you get one right, I just put in Ted. Every time Terry's gotten one right, I've put in Peanut Butter and Jelly Truck.
Well, I gotta watch that stuff.
And then, you know, Charlene, and I have one
you
for Ryan.
You put it in
and
Ted.
Mary.
Now, I don't want something put in Ted that I don't want in Ted, but you know what I mean?
It's all on the up and up. We've had the Gambling Commission in here this morning. It's all fine.
That's what I heard. I've got an old paper. Goes back a long time. Watch whatever spin the wheel on the shows mount to, and they
that's right. It all started with that 21 scandal in the 1950s. Thank you for calling.
This is going to be the scandal of the century. Here, this don't go over good.
You know? Oh, my God. It all started with broadcasting and game shows. You're right. A good scandal of the century.
Now, are you going to be capable to go backwards or forwards of 3 digits and find out who it could have been?
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, I can look at the whole wheel.
Listen to me, Matt. Come on. This is camera country. Everybody's got a camera. When everything happens, is that camera going to be on there so you can show us on your camera? That's legit.
We've got the whole information department working on this here at WGH. All the guys in the back.
That's what I'm afraid of. I should have put that in on that question. What's got a lot of holes in it? And I think that wheel's got a lot of holes in it.
Thank you. All right, we'll take one more call. Listen, we got a whole nother hour. Pastor Whitaker's not coming up till 11. It's only 10 o'clock. We got a whole nother hour. Don't tune away. But things associated with President Harding. One more guest this hour, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Yes. Before the top of the hour.
Calvin Coolidge is on the list.
And you got it, and we've got a whole nother hour because Pastor Whitaker's not on till 11. So stay tuned. We'll be back to continue this game in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.